about the world's end as men battle them and guard the bridge with magic horns. There's also analysis of the mythology of Martin's world. What caused the doom of Valyria and the Long Night? Who were the Maze Makers or the Deep Ones who built in oily stone? What of the Roynish Water Mages and the Curse of the Stone Men? Which sword is Lightbringer, and which one fulfilled the role in the last war? Answers to all these await, and much, much more. Spoilers are minimal, not only because the show is basically caught up. My topic lends itself to speculation and analysis of the world more than recent events. Besides, it's best to keep everyone happy. Chapter 1. Stone and Ancient Powers. Hall writes, "Stones were highly venerated by prehistoric peoples, primarily because of their usefulness. Jagged bits of stone were probably man's first weapons. Rocky cliffs and crags constituted his first fortifications, and from these vantage points he hurled loose boulders down upon marauders. In caverns or rude huts fashioned from slabs of rock, the first humans protected themselves from the rigors of the elements. The discovery that fire could be produced by striking together two pieces of stone augmented man's